Right now, it's showtime.
It's Dave
and Mahoney.
Gotta be Mahoney. Gotta be Mahoney.
Yeah, Dave.
Dave.
Right, man. Dave
and Mahoney.
Never mind that. Here comes Dave and Mahoney.
Well, hello, friends, and thank you for joining us. Got some good news and some bad news to kick things off today. What would you like first there, Mahoney?
Dave, why don't we start out today's show with some bad news?
Yeah, so, I mean, all of us have done a decent amount of air travel over the years, mm-hmm. and I think we can all agree that it's pretty annoying when you have to throw away your relatively new bottle of water just so you can walk through TSA
mm-hmm.
and
purchase
a new one.
But this has been a thing for forever.
I know, but
I mean,
like
20 years.
But
yeah, at this point,
but if
I
you're
mean,
showing up with half drink water, that's on you.
Sure, but like
I just bring a water bottle,
fill it up inside,
and I fill it up on the
wow.
outside.
Smart man,
I'm not paying.
Smart man.
Hudson News, you're not getting $7.50 for me for a bottle of flat ass smart water.
Your but wife teach you that?
Yeah,
of course she did. But when they start going through your toiletry bag and looking at how many ounces things are, and they're like, well, if this is only 3 ounces of explosives, that's fine. But if it's 3.2 ounces, we got to throw it in the trash. And there's like cologne and stuff like that that's more
sure.
expensive, perfumes,
oh,
things
I usually,
like.
I just got a little atomizer.
A what?
An atomizer.
Is that what they're called? Like
that's
the tiny travel?
Yeah, it's like the shape of a lipstick thing. It turns.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Our mutual friend Natalie told me about it because I hate when I travel that I don't get to smell phenomenal because I can't bring.
Do you normally smell phenomenal?
Is that what
you think?
Oh, yeah.
Dave, I guess what I'm gathering here is if you have any travel questions, because this man is a sea-based and land-based traveler.
Mm-hmm.
He loves his cruises.
Yeah.
He loves his Hawaiian tropical beach vacations.
He sure does, yeah.
Apparently, he likes to take a once-a-year New York trip.
Yeah, we just found out
we
about
We just found out
yeah,
about this.
Yeah. Loves Manhattan.
Loves Manhattan. Big, big.
I've taken my wife there
big,
like
big city guy.
Six
big
times out of the last 12 years.
Never once have we seen a picture.
Well, of course.
I don't post pictures.
Because people will rob his house.
They will.
Well, the reason why I bring it up is because next time that you go to New York City, you may have to adjust what you are packing in your bag because the TSA has just declared that peanut butter is a liquid.
No, it's not.
No, it's
I mean,
not.
Well.
No, it's not.
If it's melted.
Depends on where you get your peanut butter from. If you're getting, like, you know, the sugar-ridden Jif and Peter Pan.
It's Gif.
And whatever else you do. But if you get like
Skippy
just
is, my,
legit,
is my peanut butter.
Straight up peanut butter that has like the oil. That's water.
So okay, so
it's a liquid.
Okay. But that's just still not fair though, because you're able to bring food items as long as they are frozen food items. You can pack a whole cooler if you want to. I don't know if you guys know that, but you can travel with frozen food.
But that's you have to
it
you
has to be frozen. So
okay,
you
but
have a frozen,
ice turns to what?
Water, yeah, yeah.
But I mean,
as long
not,
as your bomb is frozen, it's fine. You can bring it on board. Something else added to the
default.
List that'll make you angry.
Don't try to bring peanut butter on your carry-on packet.
Cheese dip also added to the list.
Sure.
You know what? I think that this is just a person who's allergic to peanuts, who, you know, is just really angry at them never being able to be a part of the peanut butter and jelly club. So they're like, no more peanut butter on planes.
I'll just go ahead and make my stance official. As far as like taking your shoes off and bringing liquids more than 3 ounces, I'm willing to take my chances.
I mean,
if somebody really wants to bomb the airplane with
Dave
shoe bombs,
Farrah.
Go ahead. I'll take my chances. Let me get on the plane that has
so
the
where
line
do we
where
stop,
you take
Dave?
Off your shoes.
Where do we stop? Where does the line of a little sure. over 3 ounces go? Also, who's
I mean,
making
it goes
a bomb?
To 3.2 ounces.
No, but Dave's saying no. He doesn't care.
Who?
Bring a whole Gatorade bottle full of
20 ounces.
Chemicals.
Go ahead. Fine.
I don't
knock yourself out.
I don't understand the people who don't have TSA pre-check.
It's
where
wild.
Does that have anything to do with this?
Because it saves you a lot of time.
Like the shoes.
With bombs, getting your bomb faster?
Yeah. Yeah,
well,
yeah,
but I mean, seriously, like.
Expedited.
My wife did not put in my known traveler number like 2 flights ago.
Yeah.
Because she thought it had expired or whatever.
Oh, boy.
And so I had to.
You had to wait in line with all
the. I had to slum it up.
All the shoeless
with the masses,
people.
The unwashed masses.
The unwashed masses, yes.
With their shoes off. No. And if you're going to be around people who, with, you know, the unwashed masses, you don't want to be around the unwashed masses when they have.
So you just
off.
Like to be a part of the elite is what I'm hearing.
No, I
you just like watching everybody else be like herded like cattle with our shoes off,
yeah,
having
like,
to take our
I
belt
so,
buckles
I
off.
I left my laptop in my bag over here. I did.
I feel
didn't
so much
out.
Better. I do. I feel like, oh,
you're
I'm so much more prepared than you idiots.
You're listening to Dave and Mahoney.
in the day and age where everyone is, you know, trying to be very accepting of everyone and how they feel about themselves and how they identify and everything else, we can still agree that there are things that are totally out of bounds, right?
Like correct.
This dude who broke into a New York City daycare and pretended to be a baby. What in the hell is wrong
with
you, sir?
That man's brain is cracked, and we need to lock him away forever.
I feel like we need to be able to beat up some people just for...
Shaming him.
Yeah, just like a rolled newspaper. Just be able to roll it up and be like,
nah, phone books.
Well, phone books, yeah.
Like, let's just feed him with a phone book.
The reason why this is so weird to me, obviously, people who pretend to be children and have, like, the whole, like, mommy complex thing is very bizarre.
It's creepy.
But him crawling into a daycare and then pretending to be a baby is, like, a new level.
Hire an adult.
That will do that for you, then that's fine. When you
Craigslist.
Start kids in the way, that's when it becomes totally unacceptable.
Like, what is the Fet Life? Dom, whatever.
Fet Life, I think you're right. Yeah.
It's one of hire somebody who will do that willingly eagerly for money.
He was kind of trying to do that. So the center's director told police that the employee found $120 along with a handwritten note asking if the daycare had adult-sized diapers and if the staff would, quote, play along. They immediately called 911 because they did not want to play along. After receiving an alert from the security system, the director said she called 911 and saw the surveillance video showing a man playing with diapers and piecing them together to make a larger adult-sized diaper. Mm-hmm. He also drank a half-full bottle of formula and used a bib. The gentleman, how old do you think he is?
32.
This sounds like a
32
guy.
32 sounds like about that, right?
No, I was thinking 50.
50, okay.
50.
65. What are you doing,
dude? How have you, like,
and this is the first time he's done it?
Most people who are that dumb are dead by that age.
Right.
You would think. Because aren't you always, like, kind of
weird.
Astounded when you meet an exceptionally stupid old person?
Well, I mean, I don't even know if this classifies as stupid if we're just mentally cracked here.
Well,
I mean,
like, something
a combination
wrong, right?
of the two.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, whenever you're telling me that he has stepped foot into a daycare center for the first time at 65 to do something this whacked out, like, you don't just, like... This is interesting. I don't know. My brain, I've just watched so much like true crime horrific things where
he has like a brain injury?
Well, you just don't, there's a progressiveness to this, right? Like it's like, what were you doing before? Were you just like walking around sewing diapers together, like around your home?
Yeah, like this feels pretty
baby
rock,
dolls everywhere.
Rock bottom to me, but your guess of 32 is spot on because normally you'd be like, you hit rock bottom. At 32,
plenty of
32. You've been sort of leveling up to that, and then you either die or you figure things out.
Sure,
but 65 is really strange.
65 to have
strange.
Your break is bizarre.
Yeah, but they released him on an appearance ticket. They didn't say if it tased him or not, but I just feel like he kind of should have.
Yeah, I feel like that's at least a tasing.
Do you feel like he was Winnie the Pooh in it? Like, was he just in the diaper? Or do you think he put the pants back on?
Yeah, what did he show up in? And then was he going to change himself, or he wanted somebody to change him as if he actually was a baby?
Oh, well, duh. That's the whole thing, right?
Is it?
Like, if you're pretending to be a baby, you want to, like, be nursed.
I can tell you,
burped,
as a father of four, babies
swaddled.
Are disgusting. And a 65-year-old baby.
Oh. Through leaky, sewn baby diapers for one giant old man diaper? That's pretty foul.
Call or text us at 833-YO-DUMMY. And on social media at Dave and Mahoney. Do you have a comment, complaint, or opinion for Dave and Mahoney?
Telephone.
Then call and leave a message. 833-YO-DUMMY. Now, the voicemail. Please leave a message after the tone.
What is the most important rule before going on a date? My number one is brushing your teeth. Like, nothing is more awful than having a conversation with bad breath.
Message deleted.
Well,
can you ever fathom going on a date and not having brushed your teeth?
No.
I mean, like, especially early on, like, you're doing things that you never do later in a relationship, like wash your car ahead of time.
Do vacuum it.
Yeah.
Inside.
You would never do that, like, when you're married. Like, I'm going out with my wife. Like, I might run it through, like, the car wash that's up the street if it's really dirty.
If I just got filled up the tank and then I get the little offer on the screen.
And then I'll, like, throw the air freshener in the backseat. But I'm not, like, vacuuming the thing out.
I think that we're thinking about, like, super pre-planned dates. Like, what about people who are, like, going straight from work? To, like, meet people for drinks.
See, I
are
never
you brushing
did.
Your teeth before that?
That's what I'm asking.
Yeah, I usually never
that's, like,
never
the
did
time that
though.
I could say, well, because you're... Lives are different.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
But I mean, in general, when I was dating, too, I never, like, went straight from work.
Well, some people go from, like, a 9 to 5 or, like, a, you know, they have, like, different work schedules.
Yeah,
like,
that's not totally abnormal.
Or, yeah.
I don't know. I don't think I'd brush my teeth. I mean, there's a couple of at work toothbrusher people. You know who I'm talking about?
Like, oh, yeah.
You walk into like the shared bathroom and they're in there That's brushing weird. Their teeth and you're like, what is happening right now?
Why would you ever bring a toothbrush
where do you
into
carry
a
that around?
Public bathroom.
It's just, that always strikes me as weird, but definitely like a Listerine strip or something like
For
that.
Sure.
Some gum,
like,
you know, whatever. Yeah.
Some Bubblicious.
Some Bubblicious.
You're not popping it. If I saw a grown man with Bubblicious, pop it out because you can't swallow. Where are you going to put it?
Yeah, bubble tape.
You're going to put it in the napkin before you take a sip of your beverage.
Big League Chew. Yeah. And then you spit it out and it's just a wad of pink goo.
No, that's a man's
That's
gum.
Right.
Dude, you felt like such a badass when you were in Little League and you got some Big League Chew. You're like, yeah.
Let me ask you this, Audrey, since you're Alabama gal, you know, early on in your life. Let's see how far removed from it. Let's say you went out on a date with a guy. You did that. You met up after work at the bar, and you're going to have a cocktail.
Okay.
And he was dipping when you showed up. You didn't know that he dipped, but he was.
I mean, I grew up in that,
yeah,
so that's not bizarre to me.
No, but would that be a big turnoff to you?
I think that I would probably be like, oh, you had to do it to the last second, huh?
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't know. I just feel like that to me is so... I think... I wouldn't probably be like so turned off that I would like turn around.
Mahoney, let's say you're on a date with a girl and she is
dipping.
Perfect. No. she's like perfect, like stunning, sure. funny, likable, all of that stuff. And as the date's going on and you realize like you're really into this girl.
Yeah.
She leans over into her purse, pulls out a pack of smokes and lights one up.
I mean, we're banging, but like, I'm not marrying you. Like, that is not. I mean,
does it matter
many,
what kind of cigarettes they are,
dude? I mean, if you were like a 10 out
like
of 10, and how long have I been single for? You could pull out a crack pipe, and I'd be like, all right, I'll deal with it today.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I see all these people who cover their laptop cameras out of fear that some hacker will be able to get in and look at them, but you never see people covering up their phone camera. What's up with that?
Message deleted.
Your phone camera isn't directly pointed at your face or your junk traditionally.
Yeah.
It's like you can set that down on the phone or on the, you know, on the table or whatever. See, I always worry because, you know, we're on plenty of Zooms because Dave loves Zoom meetings.
Loves meetings.
Love he has like a...
Audrey, he's got a fetish for work.
He definitely has like a Zoom fetish.
He's got a fetish for Zoom
you
and
guys have
meetings
had to do
and
like
Google
three
calendars.
Zoom meetings this month. Spare me.
Okay.
You bleeding hearts.
Dave.
Audrey.
You are annoying. I love Google Calendar.
And Zoom, man.
And Zoom.
I have to be organized.
Why? Zoom?
Because
this is an intervention.
Oh, my God.
Why do we have to do a Zoom when a Zoom could be a call? Like, we could be doing so many other things on a call and get...
Because when there's multiple...
Unless there's
multiple people, Mahoney, it's essentially the same thing. You can be on a Zoom and just not have your camera
they
on.
They have
but
a gallery
you shame
view.
Us.
Yeah.
Well, when
you
I,
have shamed us into showing our faces.
Hey, you know
when
that,
have I shamed you into showing your faces?
You know that Zoom we were on with our, you know... Soon to be business daddy and consultant guy.
Yeah.
I looped myself.
Did you?
No, you didn't.
100%.
I know you looped yourself for a different meeting.
You've already got a workaround, man. It's fine.
But
I don't. I'm sitting there like, laughing at everyone's jokes.
I do worry about, because I do have, you know, I run like a DSLR for my webcam. So it's, you know, like 4K, got a, you know, a high-end lens. A big full-frame sensor.
You're saying that if you get caught doing something nefarious in that situation, you can't even say it's a deep fake because it is crystal clear.
Yeah. I mean, like, that's the one I'm like, I disconnect it from...
Smart.
Like, the HDMI, and I put a cap on that
thing. You do all that in your office?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Did you see that? It was floating around during the pandemic.
Well, Tubin lost his job that way.
Well, Tubin, sure. Yeah. But there was another one. I don't know if it was real or fake, but it was a larger, like, business call with, you know, several colleagues, like four or five maybe. And there was a guy that clearly had forgotten that his camera was on and thought he had logged off. You see him walking over and like grabbing a bottle of lube and like starting to unzip and like grabbing a couple of Kleenex and everyone's like, Daniel, no! Daniel, they're
and
screaming at him,
hear,
but he couldn't hear him.
Ah!
And someone's like, end the call. And they're like, he's the host.
So just close your laptops.
No, I'm sitting there watching that.
You guys are so foul.
Yeah, you wouldn't.
No,
come on.
I absolutely would have worst secondhand embarrassment and anxiety. I could not even bring myself to be like, yeah, I saw you do that.
I would like take a selfie while he's doing the background.
Of course you would.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Yo, what if the moon is haunted? That would be crazy. I don't mess with Earth ghosts, so I'm for sure not messing with space ghosts.
Message deleted.
Space ghost coast to coast.
How high was that guy when he thought of that?
Hilarious. I love that guy's brain. That's so funny to me.
But seriously, if you're like a ghost, are you confined to the planet that you died on?
Yeah, or
you
can always travel?
Supposedly, you're stuck in like the house that you were killed in.
Man, what if you were just in, like, what happens when they tear down your house or, like, a fixer-upper?
Yeah, like, what if you get...
Chip and Joanna Gaines come around.
They're only halfway done with it.
They're just, you're an eternity of shiplap.
What if you, like, get mowed down in a Walmart?
I mean, at least it's big.
Why do you say mowed down?
Because I always imagine that someone's going to kill me with a riding lawnmower.
Yeah.
At a Walmart?
In a Walmart, yeah.
John Deere.
It's a weird fear.
Man, I think that there's something, because it's never people who are just like living a happy life whenever they pass away either. It's like they were died in a horrific, like,
yeah, it's not a happy
axe
ghost
murdering.
Yeah, where are all the happy ghosts at?
That's a good
they
question.
Get to go to heaven, I guess.
And like, if you're a ghost, like, are you celibate for eternity?
Or you think the ghosts are banging?
I mean,
there's
I would
somebody
hope so.
With some massive ghost knowledge who is just like, these idiots, they don't know anything about it's ghosts.
Massive ghost knowledge. I can't believe that they think that they're celibate. These are very horny ghosts.
This is David Mahoney.
So Audrey's talked about it a handful of times on the show recently. She has been doing a lot of reading, and you recently disclosed something to your boyfriend, your new series that you're
so
enjoying.
So I've been reading Sarah J. Maas, A Court of Thorns and Roses, the series, and I'm on Mist of Fury, which means it's the second book.
How many books in the series?
I believe there's like four or five. I'm new, so I don't really know the exact number, but I want to say that there's like five. And... I was flipping through the pages.
Are these sexy books?
And
like Danielle Steele-esque,
but classier and add fairies.
Okay.
So I'm going
wait,
through.
What?
I'm going through book number two. I'm on page 15. Like our intro to this book,
and it's
I had
already
to put it down. I was like getting all bashful.
Really,
I was like, "This is hot." So I'm telling my boyfriend, I'm like, "These books are like very spicy." And
like spicy, like 50 Shades of Grey spicy.
No, not
or...
like raunchy like that. So it's like
it's
written for women.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Yes.
Like it's very like, it's not like.
He paid the mortgage on time and spent quality time with his children.
Yes. It's very, like, slow and drawn out, if
this
that makes sense.
Clearly fantasy.
So, and again, it's like fairies, okay? Yeah. This is like fairies and mythical creatures. So, right. It's like... odd. This is my first fantasy book series I've ever read, so like I'm going through and I'm like, okay, this is hot?
I will say Tinkerbell was horny. We know that much.
She was not a good person. So, but
bad
I'm telling
person.
My boyfriend... about these super sexy books.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, you're a pervert. It's like, okay. Okay, well, not only that, not only are you a pervert, Audrey, but boys just don't talk like this. Like, hey, man, like, I've got this super spicy, because that's what I called it, super spicy book series for you to read. Because these books are
never
super popular. Like, everyone that I know is, like, reading these books. It's huge on TikTok. Like, it's the new thing.
I mean, like with women though, like that becomes a thing. Like
romance novels,
lot more.
Yeah, yes.
Like dudes, it seems like the only thing that dudes tend to share when it comes to books are like self help books.
Like how to.
Hey, bro, you need to be an entrepreneur like me. Read this, you know, or
financial gain.
Yeah, stuff like that. You know, like that's the only thing that I have friends ever recommending to me. Like, hey, check out this. It's always like. How to be a better person. I don't know if they're trying to tell me something. But.
I've never had a real-life friend recommend a book to me.
Really? Ever?
No. I've had, like, internet friends from, like, 30 years ago recommend, like, fantasy novel series, like, you know.
It would be very strange if you recommended a book to me, but, like, with women, it seems, I don't know, it feels like a kind of a throwback to the old, like, book clubs or even, like, Oprah had that thing,
dude,
right?
They're still going on. Reese Witherspoon has, like.
Does she?
Dude, that's the book
thing?
Clubs are better than ever.
Really?
Yes. So, but I mean, I just started diving in recently, actually, like probably this past summer. I'm like finding my genre, you know what I mean? And I think that maybe it's just so easy just to kind of dive into a romance novel because, I mean, it's just quick, it's easy. But these are fantasy driven and it's a little bit more difficult for me as a newbie reader. So, again, as I'm going through and I'm reading these books, now that my boyfriend knows that I'm a pervert and reading this smut, like so like, I'm like kind of like peeking over, like whenever the things get hot, I'm like, turning away because my face just gets so bright red because it's pretty
it really,
nice.
It really does like affect you in that way where you're like, wow, this is
absolutely
steamy.
Affected wow. me. I was so ready to be pounced on yesterday. Like, because like, I was like, hey, kind of like trying to give him like hints, right? Yeah. I'm like, hey,
this book
I just
is really...
read 25 pages of just pure adult content is
and,
what it was.
And he's like, nah, you pervert. You creep.
It's Dave and Mahoney.
Oh, good for you.
There is a certain person.
A certain person.
So vile, so arrogant. A middle ground between horrible and useless. A culinary and retail nightmare. A person who we call Karen.
Karen, why did you do that? Why did you do that? Why?
These are the Karen Chronicles.
Why did you do that, Karen?
Nothing is good enough for many of the people that you are about to hear. In fact, we are featuring a Darren today in the Karen Chronicles, just the male version of a Karen. And again, it has nothing to do with the name Karen or Darren. It's about the lifestyle.
And a haircut.
And a, generally a haircut.
Because you know, yeah, you yeah. know he's got a crew cut.
The wannabe cop fade.
The wannabe cop fade, yep. And he's got the white Folkleys
on.
You bet, yep.
And you know that's his Facebook profile picture. That is his social media of choice.
I've never been drier.
Well, let me introduce you to a Darren that had a bad experience with Veet for Men hair removal gel.
What is it called?
It's called Veet, V-E-E-T.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's for... Yeah. It's like Nair.
It's Nair, but yeah, so let's just kind of get into it here.
Okay.
It's got 4.5 out of 5 stars, almost 2,500 reviews on Amazon.
A lot of reviews.
Devin M. said 5 out of 5. I was quite impressed with this product. It sure beats shaving. Travis H. said 5 out of 5. Makes my farts sound louder. The hair must have acted as a interlocking silencer. I give this a big thumbs up. 5 out of 5.
Okay.
So this tends to be used traditionally for
the nether regions
uh-huh. and for manscaping.
Because it's sensitive?
Yeah, supposedly.
I would never
yeah.
use
yeah.
hair dissolving stuff down
chemicals.
There.
Never. Chemicals.
It feels risky,
That's
and unfortunately
disaster.
That is what Darren
oh,
figured out.
Man.
He said 1 out of 5 stars. Due to putting a new product on the boys, I prepared myself just in case there was an issue. I filled up my bathtub with enough water to cover the delicate area that I needed. I followed all the directions and rubbed the cream on the boys and tried to wait the suggested amount of time as printed in the directions. I sat there and I suddenly noticed a burning feeling, and it kept getting worse. I slid from sitting on the edge of the tub to inside of the tub. No matter what I did, the burning feeling remained, and nothing I did stopped it. After dunking my boys in and out of the water several times, I had to move to the shower. Finally, after washing them, the burning stopped. I was hairless, but all that burning was not worth it.
Would you just use a razor like everyone else, you wacko?
It did the job. What are you talking about?
But he was... burning sensation and his poor bathtub's never seen so much. I mean, a poor guy.
I like that this dude is just like hovering above a tub of water and he starts dunking him in like a tea bag.
Should use some milk.
This is David Mahoney. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
When your lifetime goal is to own a partial interest in a fireworks stand, it's the Redneck Report.
Dog will hunt.
On Dave and Mahoney.
You know it's going to be a weird day when you wake up and you have to ask the question, is that a lady pooping on our lawn?
I
and the answer
so.
Is yes. A
Do
woman.
You go get the
in,
hose at that point.
A woman in Polk County, Florida, was caught using someone's lawn as her own personal bathroom, and it was all caught on camera. In the video, the woman just shows up, looks around to make sure the coast is clear, and then pops a squat and starts going to the bathroom in their hedges, which is just like, it feels very aggressive.
Also feels like very dangerous if you lose your footing, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, that is, you are exposed, you're bent over, and hedges, a lot of rogue branches.
Was she on a run?
I don't know.
Because you know that that's a thing.
The jog and
trots.
Yeah, I don't think she was, but we...
Based
we,
on her clothing, unless she was running in jeans.
Yeah, it was pretty strange. The Polk County Sheriff's Office has released the video. They say as a warning to others, and also they hope to find the one responsible, but they don't know who it is
yet.
The
sheriff put out, a social media video of, show clips of this, and he's talking. You know, it's like, this is... I mean, it must be great that in Polk County, this is... The
the biggest thing going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, he's like doing play-by-play of this woman taking a slam on some hedges.
That's horrific.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I mean,
free fertilizer.
Yeah, that's true.
So everyone's had a bad landlord at some point along the way, and a landlord was the focus of a recent investigation.
Hidden
has
cameras.
Been charged with one count of criminal mischief for spray painting something on a tenant's Ring doorbell camera. So the landlord, who is a 51-year-old, his name is Ori.
Because he just didn't want to be seen, or?
Was the focus of a story where the tenants claimed to be living in unsafe and unsanitary conditions. The city actually fined this guy thousands of dollars in order to fix the apartment conditions because there was like rats, like rodents in the apartments.
So he's a slumlord.
He's a slumlord. He was then caught spray painting lazy fat ass on the tenant's front door.
Oh, I thought you were saying that he like spray painted on the Ring camera couldn't be seen.
He was caught on the Ring camera.
Don't you love
lazy fat ass?
So, like, you're 51. You're not that old. You should know how technology works.
You should know what a Ring is,
yeah.
For sure. Yeah.
At this point.
So police standoffs don't faze Amazon, apparently. A Amazon driver appeared to go above and beyond the job description when he was recorded on video delivering a package in the middle of a fairly dangerous armed police standoff.
So this is like a week old or so now, and whenever I saw this, though, happen, the guy, whenever he was walking, he looked so defeated, man. Like, I mean, we're hailing him as a hero because, like, the cop cars are kind of around, but I mean, like, you could see his body language. Was it like, dun da da da? I can't wait to send this package off, and
no,
I am Amazon's number one employee. Like, he's like, damn it.
No, he's just like, another thing that I have to deal with on my route today.
No, it's I have to go walk through this because I'm being timed.
Exactly.
Right.
And
like,
if I don't get this package, I'm going to probably lose.
Get in trouble.
Yeah.
The best part, though, is that he like hands the package to a cop because obviously the cop stops him. And then as he's walking away, he turns around and there's that kteek to show that he had delivered the package. Here's some audio.
Amazon, hard at work in the midst of a standoff. He's going to deliver his package. I don't give a Amazon is this shit. Look, he's taking a picture. It made it there.
Technically, is that delivered? Does that count?
You got
it to the delivery area. You have a picture to prove it.
Was it the person who was in the standoff who had ordered something on Amazon, or was it just kind of like an apartment complex? Like, I feel like I have more questions to this because if this person who was in standoff.
I'm 100%. If I'm ever in a standoff with the police, I'm 100% DoorDash and some Wendy's.
It's Dave and Mahoney.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah,
Dave and Mahoney present.
Would you like special curling fries?
Fast food freakouts.
Shut up and listen to my order.
Heidi is joining us today for a round of fast food freakouts. How are you today, Heidi?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Good. So tell us, what is your favorite fast food restaurant?
I like Dick's or Burger King.
Okay. What did she say?
Vic's or Burger King? Dick's?
Dick's is a Seattle restaurant.
Oh, food.
I was like, same.
I've gone there once or twice.
Dick's. I, too, enjoy Dick's fast food.
Yeah. So, Heidi, Mahoney is the world's leading expert on fast food restaurants, so he is going to break down each one of these clips. He does not know the correct answers. That's the catch. Audrey also going to try to help out today.
I know nothing.
No, you do a good job trying to figure it out as well. If you get two out of the three correct, you win today. So the first one here, this is a woman doesn't pay her bill, forgets her phone, and then steals a to-go order.
Oh, no.
Oh.
So, a lot going on in this clip.
Yeah, and by the way, today's fast food freakouts, not the traditional fast food restaurants, more of the fast casual and casual dining
type of
restaurants.
More of like the Chipotle.
Sure.
Jordan?
Yeah, just kind of mix it up a little bit.
You know that's not where my expertise lies.
See, Mahoney's mad because he thinks that he's not going to be great
the
at this.
The foundation
maybe
is
you will. Here we go. Let's have a listen. Again, not paying her bill, forgets her phone, steals a to-go order.
My boyfriend said he pays the f***ing bill. What do you guys want me to f***ing do?
Andrew, I was here.
Yeah, well, I you know what? I know that this is a civil matter. I can sue the f*** out of you right now. I can sue the f*** out of you right now.
Is that A, Buffalo Wild Wings, B, an Applebee's, or C, a Denny's?
Applebee's or Denny's.
Because the crying child?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know if
I was going to go with Denny's.
Yeah. You should.
Well, that's what she
I'm
said.
I'm going to go with Denny.
Yeah. Good call. Good call. Well
I feel
done.
Like more crying babies definitely in Denny's than Applebee's.
For sure.
I feel like just crying people in general because you're out of Denny's. You know what I mean?
I mean, you get you make a lot of crying babies after a couple of them dollar margaritas at Applebee's.
That's right.
Get some Long Island iced tea.
Do
treat yourself
to
that. I mean, on Tuesdays.
Who was it? Wasn't it you telling me about it was like a former baseball player that would always hang out at Applebee's and try to talk up the
hostess?
The hostess and the bartender.
Jim Edmonds.
Jim Edmonds?
It was Jim Edmonds when he lived in St. Louis. That piece of garbage.
Like, dude, you're a professional baseball player. Yeah. Why are you out here trying to buy $1 margaritas?
I mean,
people?
I get it. They're like 19 and hot, but still, like, stop it, man. Quit. Like, you're 50.
Okay, here we go, Heidi. On to number two, a man getting an attitude from a couple of employees, so he tried to speak to the manager but kept getting cut off.
You're a customer that did not order in the front where customers are.
I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to your manager. Go do your job. No, it's not. You're harassing me. Okay. I'm talking to your manager.
I'm harassing you.
You don't have no clout.
But I'm working.
Your manager is right here. You're not above her. Go do your job. Get out the way. You're the problem.
Oh, he put her in her place, though.
Is that A, a Chipotle, B, a Panda Express, or C, a Five Guys?
That's a Panda Express.
It's definitely a Panda Express. Because there's no way that's Chipotle, because everybody's on the line. And Five Guys, I've never been in a Five Guys that's that empty.
Tell me that's a Panda Express right now.
Yeah, for the win. Yeah. Heidi just comes in and dunks.
Attagirl.
Dude, there is nothing better than a whole styrofoam container of that orange chicken, though.
Oh, it is so good.
Oh, just sugar. Dude, you immediately go into a coma afterwards.
I immediately go to the bathroom and into a coma.
Both at the same time.
All right, Heidi, let's just go number three just for the fun of it here, even though you've already won the game. This woman is furious and wants to fight the cook.
Okay.
Hey, get over the counter and you're going to jail. Get out of the store.
I'm so tired of these guys.
I already know it. That's Waffle House.
You don't even have to guess.
Sorry, Heidi. You don't get to guess. We looked at each other as soon as that plastic cup hit the tile floor.
Clink, 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 clink. Also, fighting the cook at Waffle House is always a mistake. They are on work release from prison and they will kill you.
Call or text us at 833-YO-DUMP and on social media at Dave and Mahoney.
So I see how this little circle of life is going around here. The other day, Audrey blew up Mahoney's spot by saying on the radio at exactly the wrong time that Mahoney had purchased a PS5 for his friend because the wife was in the car listening.
Update to that.
Oh, there's an update. Great.
My wife didn't actually hear what
She just heard that a purchase was made.
She just heard that you shouldn't be saying this because your wife is listening right now. So she heard that part and then played me when she got home and got me to spill the whole beans.
What did she think when she found out that it was a $500 PS5?
No, she was okay with that. She knows. It's like, you know me when it's, I hate people. If I hate you, I hate you forever.
Yes.
But if I love you, you know, we're cool. Like, I'll do anything for my friends.
For sure.
And I know it's weird that I've got a friend who I've never met in person, but we've talked literally like almost every day for
that's a normal
like
thing
3 years.
That used to be considered weird,
but
like
he's also
have,
like
internet friends, but that's a totally
but he's also
thing.
Friends of like, you know, one of our other good friends. Sure. And that's, you know, how we met, so he's not just like some random
You're
guy
not being
on
catfished.
The internet
catfished. Wouldn't that be funny if Mahoney's
sending me shirtless photos for PS5s?
He's not telling you he's Katy Perry or something.
No.
Well, so Mahoney, you've been talking about how you're doing some spring cleaning now, and I guess that has inspired my wife. So isn't that wonderful?
Good.
Yeah, no, not good. Like last night, I was outside raking my grass in the backyard because I guess the landscaping crew comes through and you ever heard of like aerating a lawn?
Yeah. Where they do that at golf courses
all
the time.
Punch a bunch of holes in it.
Yeah, it makes it grow back stronger.
Yeah, it looks, and it already is working, but the problem is that like they dug out all those little holes and it looks like dog poop all over the yard. And so I had to like rake up all of this stuff all over the place and then put it in a trash bag and throw it out.
That's annoying. Why didn't they do that?
They should have done that. Yeah, I don't know why they didn't do that.
Yeah, that's really annoying.
But so I was doing that, but she's also been kind of hounding me about like, you know, organizing stuff and getting things cleaned up, getting rid of things that we don't need because you have been talking about it on the radio.
Well, I think we all can agree that when we have our lives organized, especially at home, we're probably in a better place.
Yes. But now the problem has turned because my office is actually very clean right now. which I'm happy with. But
you've got your crossfade, your Breaking Benjamin, right, and your
Switchfoot.
Switchfoot. Yeah. Wait.
Nah, no,
it's
you
not
need to get
some.
You need to get a different gold record.
Yeah,
that one. One of these things is
platinum.
Unlike the other.
Anyway, so now she has turned her sights to the closet in my office, which is where
you have all of your iPhone boxes. That
yes,
have
very important. Not to,
never
not to
been
throw
thrown
those
away.
It's where I put all of the stuff,
uh-huh.
So that way the rest of the office looks clean.
Sure.
And
oh my God.
I have quickly discovered that I think I also am a hoarder.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that just made my brain fry between the two of you. Thinking about the two of you and how patient your wives are.
No, patient? Don't go to my office. Don't look in that closet if you don't like it.
What are you keeping in there?
A lot of secrets, okay?
What can you just not part with?
Everything.
Well,
I don't know. I don't know why. What's wrong with me?
Like cords. You got a cord box in there.
I have multiple cord boxes.
If you haven't used them in 2 years, you're never going to use them.
Oh, there was sweet vindication not that long ago. My wife has been hounding me about, it's not a cord box. It's one of those mail bins that you definitely aren't supposed to steal. It says on the side, don't steal this government property.
But those were laying around radio stations everywhere back in the day.
And so I had one of those, which I'm planning on returning, obviously, to the
someday.
Post office soon.
Sure.
My wife has been giving me guff for years about my cord box, and then one day, not that long ago, she needed a cord, and I went to the cord box and had the cord.
So, is your cord box just like a tangle full of snakes?
Yes, it is a mess.
So, I actually yesterday started on my cord box.
Did you untangle it?
Untangling all
Throw
the cords?
And
no.
Mm-mm.
Because, I mean, cords, not only do you have, like, HDMI cords, power cords, we've got a lot of audio cables just because that's what we do with microphones and everything. Rubber bands.
Do you know what they sell on Amazon?
Don't go with the stupid...
twist ties?
Not the twist tie. Screw a twist tie. Screw the zip ties. Screw the Velcro ones. Dude, rubber bands for cords is the way to go.
I love the Velcro ones. What do you mean?
Dude, it's so much quicker with rubber bands.
Is it really? I've never even thought about using rubber bands.
I never did until I looked at a YouTube video about it, and... It is so, like,
Throw away every rubber band.
I tell you, there is
throw
something.
Throw away every cord.
No, there is
throw
something.
Throw away everything.
You stop it. This is...
There is nothing...
You'll appreciate me saying this. There is something sexual about a very organized bin of cords. Like, all bound up and perfectly organized.
Hey, Dave, what other cords were in there that you just think you're going to use again?
What, a USB Audrey? To micro USB?
I have one of those. You bet. Yeah. I have multiple of those.
USB-C to USB-C.
The point is, I have... all of the cords. You name a cord, I got you.
Oh my gosh.
You know, of course, we don't have extra, though. We never have extra USB to lightning.
Ever. Where do they go? I don't know.
And they're the most expensive ones to replace. I cannot wait.
You know what? I should go buy some of those right now.
I'm going to take a cord and wrap it around my head.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Show.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Show.
Are you an old... Do you have a comment, complaint, or opinion for Dave and Mahoney?
Telephone.
Then call and leave a message. 833-YO-DUMMY. Now, the voicemail. Please leave a message after the tone.
I heard that you guys were talking about tipping strippers without paper money. And my girlfriend runs a webpage and she makes pasties that have a QR code inside of them. And when you scan them with your phone, it brings them up to the dancer's IG or link tree and they can tip without touching or giving any type of paper money. Her Instagram is Viva La Bombshell, and that's how she started her business through the pandemic.
Zebra La Bombshell?
No, Viva La Bombshell.
Oh. And that's how...
Oh, okay, I
missed it. Let me look.
Viva La Bombshell.
Her Instagram is like Viva La Bombshell.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
You thought it was Zebra La Bombshell?
That's just how I heard it. I'm like Zebra La Bombshell. That's weird.
Well, cool. I mean, I love women in tech. Like, I love that she was able to create a QR code to make sure that this woman, who is her stripper friend, was going to be able to get paid with, digital and a tech-savvy way. They are not talking back to me because they are both looking at Viva La Bombshell's Instagram here.
There's actually
talk later. Good chat.
There's actually a little how-to like on her one of the pinned posts.
I like that.
I don't know if you can see that, but
we're simple creatures.
Literally, Dave's showing me that some ladies
It's burlesque. It's classy.
Yeah, that's right.
Settle down. We just are
patrons. I just love that I was talking to both of you, and you both were just like scrolling through this Instagram. I was like, I'm hearing a word I'm saying.
I did not hear whether you said, but I was like, thank God Audrey is filling right now, because I really want to be able to share with the audience, you know, just in case you're driving and you don't have the ability to look yourself, you know, we want to be able to tell you what
we
saw.
We have to do that because we can't throw that out there and then us not do our due diligence.
What did you say?
You think I could get some of them pasties?
Oh, boy. You make some real money real quick, buddy.
Cash right there.
Please leave a message after the tone.
All right. I'm making a new sexy time playlist. I need one song from each of you to put on there. Go.
Message deleted.
We were talking about earlier, Kings of Leon, Only by the Night, the whole album.
Yep. Just put that album on.
Revelry, Closer. When Closer comes on, I'm like, yes, love this for me.
Dude.
And Sex on Fire is fine, but I mean, that's not even the hottest song.
I mean, it's the Notion. Most popular, but that whole, the rest of that album is so much better than that song.
Only song we need to skip and remove 17. And
17.
Yes. Take 17 off of there. Shouldn't even be a song, to be completely honest.
You said that you were on Glass Animals. That was...
go to on my shuffle playlist. Mm-hmm. Glass Animals is always a good Cannons.
Mm.
Another good sexy time playlist addition. But, I mean, Kings of Leon Only by the Night is just...
The album.
A classic.
If you're looking for a single song, Mumford & Sons, Woman.
Nobody is doing it to Mumford & Sons.
You are such a Marcus Mumford
You are so wrong. You don't even know the song that I'm talking about.
No, I don't.
Of course you don't.
He loves Marcus Mumford.
There should be no banjos during sexy time, Dave.
It's not a banjo song. Uh-huh. They evolved past that.
Did they? Oh, yeah, because they got rid of that guy.
Yeah, well, because the banjo player was a racist. You're like, who's surprised that the banjo player is a racist?
Mm.
Like, of course he is. He's a banjo player.
Whatever.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Do we just sell Minnesota to Canada? Like, imagine how much cash we get for that thing. And would you miss it? Like, really miss it?
Minnesota, we keep a Minnesota.
Yeah, we're keeping.
If we're going to sell a northern
state. South Dakota. Take South Dakota.
Well,
no.
You'd have to sell North Dakota, too.
Why are we selling anything to Canada?
Yeah, what the hell?
Give us Canada. Give us parts of Canada.
Why don't we buy Canada? You're America's hat, bitch.
$40.
Yep.
You're listening to Dave and Mahoney. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
When you're looking for love in all the wrong places...
Does this smell like chloroform to you?
What?
It's the Missed Connection Inspection on Dave Mahoney.
Everyone's looking for love in their own special place, and this first one takes us to a coffee house called True Brew. Ever heard of it?
I have not, Dave. Okay.
This is a woman for a man. She said, hi, this is unlikely, nor would I ever post something here, but I saw you in front of True Brew Coffee Monday afternoon. You're very tall and had blue eyes and a black panel hat, I think. You were sitting with another dude, and you were working on your laptop. Our eyes definitely met, and I'd like to hold hands or something if you ever see this. I think that's the first time we've ever had a request for just strictly handholding.
Dude, that's too kinky for me.
No, sweaty palms.
Can't do it.
Sweaty palms.
Cannot do it.
Is this a girl for dude or dude for dude?
Woman for man.
So I feel like this is just trying to say, like, hey, I'm not, like, creepy. I just want to hold hands. Ha ha.
That,
like,
sounds way creepier to me.
Really? Yeah. Than, like, hey, let's
just
kiss.
Get into a dark room and bump into each other a bunch.
This is man for man. This is entitled Church. Looking for the buddy who used to invite me to join him in church. It's just not the same worshiping alone. Sorry we lost touch. Are you still around?
I don't feel like that's creepy.
That's real creepy.
Feels like
that
some stuff
feels like church
used to go down.
Church is code for something. Worshiping alone? I don't know.
Oh, you think that it's not actual?
It's not actual church.
It's like the Hozier church.
Mm-hmm. Looking for the buddy who used to invite me to join him in church. It's just not the same worshiping alone. Sorry, we lost touch.
Code.
This one is not code. I think this is like actually a serious post. This is looking for Jessica, a.k.a. Jesse. This is male for female. I met a girl about a week ago. She's 28, with shoulder-length hair with the tips dyed, I believe purple, and her things came up missing when she was sleeping at my place. I retrieve some of her belongings, like her cards, including her ID, her laptops, and a couple of notebooks full of writing that seem to be medical paperwork, and I'm trying to give them back. If somebody knows how to get a hold of her, if you happen to see this by chance, please reply to this, and I'll bring you your things. I feel bad that literally everything she had got stolen, and I'd really like to get her stuff back. I hope this works. My conscience has been eating at me since it happened.
You have all of her information. Look at the address on her medical paperwork.
It sounds like that might be like a flop house of sorts. Like maybe there's not like a current address for her. If she is traveling with all of her belongings, including multiple laptops, that just seems weird.
You don't travel with multiple laptops at all times, Dave?
I do not. Do you?
No. Sometimes.
I feel like in order to be traveling with multiple laptops, you would need to be either an undercover spy or a hobo. No in between.
Mm.
This next one is entitled Chicago Girl with the Black Challenger. This is a man for a woman. Wednesday morning, you and I struck up a conversation whilst our Dodge Challengers were getting our tires fixed. I really enjoyed chatting with you and like to do it again. If you happen to be out there in the world, maybe feeling the same way, sorry I split without saying goodbye. Too shy to make any kind of move. If you remember our conversation, then you would remember why. Fingers crossed that this passes in front of your eyeballs.
Don't like the word whilst.
Me either. Unless you're British, stop it. And even if you are British, stop it.
Wait, is whilst a British only word?
Yeah. Well, I think it's mostly used by Brits, right?
I've never used that word in my life.
It's just formal. It feels formal.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I don't know if it feels British.
But doesn't most British stuff feel formal?
Mm-hmm. I feel like the British formalities is like whenever you're putting color, but OU. Like that feels
or
like
neighborhood with neighbor, the U.
Yeah, that's what feels.
You old fancy
yeah,
ass
you. Yeah, that's what
you
feels like
bitch.
Unnecessarily formal to me.
Nobody likes you.
No, don't put a U in the word
literally,
color.
Yeah.
That's an unnecessary letter. You stop it.
Mm-hmm.
This one is entitled Greyhound. This is dude for dude. I saw you in the lobby of the Baymont Hotel as I was checking in. You had a problem with your room. You look so good in your Greyhound uniform. We made eye contact as I exited. I hope you see this message. I would like to see where it could go.
So do you think this guy's a furry cosplaying a Greyhound, or is he like a bus driver?
He's a bus driver, man.
This is David Mahoney.
So, Mahoney, I respect the way that you operate in your life. You just have decided that you don't like things that you're not going to do anymore. And I'm not talking about some of the bigger things that people will talk about, like going to concerts. Like, you'll still go to a concert from time to time if it's an artist.
If it's an artist I like, you know, or my probably more particularly my wife really likes.
Yeah.
Because, when you work in the music business for 20 years, you see most of the bands that you want to see.
For sure. Yeah. I mean, but there's some people who are just like, I don't feel like traveling anymore, you know, because I don't like the process of getting on the plane. Like, that's kind of the bigger stuff in life. You have decided you don't like things like running. And jumping.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. Comedian Tom Segura, during the pandemic, played a basketball game against his good buddy, Bert Kreischer.
Yep.
Tom, just destroyed his body in that game. Ended up falling, like, broke his arm. I think it was his knee. I mean, like, just literally, like, a catastrophic injury.
Went a little too hard in the paint, they say.
They were doing, like, a dunk contest, and the rims were lowered. And I'm like, I could 100% see you and I doing something like that.
So, but what you're missing is that this has sent some paranoia through you that you're not going to jump, you're not going to run, you're not going to do anything because you are just so scared about your body, you know, and like the fact that you might tear an ACL or, you know, MCL or whatever. But what happened afterwards also with Tom?
Well, he got rich.
In the best shape of his life.
Yeah, but also what happened to Bert, too. I mean, it's just Tom's.
Well, but Bert doesn't want to get.
No, I know. But Tom looks phenomenal now, but that also helps because he is insanely rich now.
Well, he's boxing. He's putting in the work. He's putting in the work.
No, but you can do that. You can put it. It's easier to put in the work
when you have a bunch of money and a bunch of free time.
Yeah, he looks great.
He's got a lot of money and free time.
Oh, do you think I had Tom Segura money?
Tom Segura money.
Yeah,
but
the Tom Segura when he was in high school money.
The running and the jumping, I kind of understand it because you made a good point about you being at your age, 41 years
41,
old, your knee's still intact.
I stopped playing hockey at 30.
Right.
Like I joined 28. I joined a pickup league and I had played hockey. That was my sport of choice, then volleyball throughout my entire youth.
Was the last athletic thing that you did when we boxed in 2018?
Yeah.
That was the last beat the will out of you, huh?
You paid off the judges to have them illegally score that. that group has been convicted since.
And oh, sure, yeah.
They're no longer allowed to organize fights because of your dirty tactics.
It was rigged, it was stolen from you?
It was. So, but I'm not running anymore and I'm not jumping because, again, there's no reason for me to do those things unless my life is in danger. If my life is in danger,
it won't be.
I will do those sorts of things.
Because you make sure that you put everything in place to where your life will never be in danger.
I chose to stop playing hockey many years ago because I didn't want to blow out my knees, moved over to golf, and now I've decided that one of the things that I've just kind of, I'm done bending over. Like, I'm done, like, bending over while standing up.
Bending over has now been added to the list.
Yes.
So your hamstrings have got to be tight, dude.
So tight.
They're going to actually snap because, like, you're going to make one false move and you haven't bent and stretched in years.
So what if you're walking and you drop your phone?
I might have to Pele soccer kick it.
Oh, yeah, because that's soccer not... That's,
or where? I will bend down like a squat. I'm not anti squat. You know, you get a little Spider-Man landing action.
Just dropped it like
it was
hot.
Right there, yeah. My quads are still in shape.
And dropped it.
So you do have a solution.
But I'm done bending to make an L.
What? Why? What's wrong?
I'm just done, man. Like, it hurts my back.
Your belly gets compressed. That's what it really is.
And I'm just over it.
There it is.
So I'm no longer going to bend over. And since I have made that vow several years ago, I have not jumped. There's been no jumping in my life.
Do you get the dishes out of the dishwasher?
I will squat down.
Yeah.
And it'd probably be better for me because squats are the best thing you can do, right?
You act like he takes the dishes out of the dishwasher.
Hey. I don't make dishes. See? So I don't have to unload it. Those are my dishes.
Yeah.
Why am I in charge of unloading dishes I did not make?
You don't help your wife who works tirelessly all day long?
You saying I don't work tirelessly?
That is exactly what we're saying.
Call or text us at 833-YO-DUMP and on social media at Dave and Mahoney. Are you an old? Do you have a comment, complaint, or opinion for Dave and Mahoney?
Telephone.
Then call and leave a message. 833-YO-DUMMY. Now, the voicemail.
Please leave a message after the tone.
When was the last time you were snooping and found something that you wish you hadn't?
Message deleted.
Don't snoop for that reason specifically. If you start going through your significant other's phone, because that's probably the most common thing, right? Looking at text messages or call logs or whatever.
If you're looking for something, you'll find it.
You're going to find it. And even if it's something that is not really that bad, you're going to just assume the worst when you see it. And nope, don't want to know. Just there. If I'm at that point where I think that I'm going to snoop, find something, and there's going to be a positive result, I think the relationship is already kind of at its end.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't snooping, but, you know, I haven't talked about a whole lot, but my dad passed, and when I was going through his stuff and cleaning out of the house, first thing, you know, I'm going through, like, his computer, went to his cookies, cleared him.
Don't even need to know nothing. That's how you know Mahoney's a true road dog.
Road dog, man.
If I ever die, first thing you do,
delete
my history.
But also,
clear the cash.
You don't have to because we know about incognito. Yeah. We're not old.
It's like you don't want to even think about any of that stuff. Like, you just got to handle business.
Yeah, man.
In a situation like that, and the same thing just goes for snooping, right? Like, if you're one of those people that. Because I've dated people like that are, like, super paranoid and, like, would always be, like, trying to have, like, kind of a gotcha moment. And I'm like, what are you doing?
And your behavior, like, speaking of them, is what is going to cause this to end.
Drive me away.
Yeah, 100%.
See,
like,
so
I can't be with that. Like, if you are constantly in a state because of what somebody else did to you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Somebody else cheated on you,
and you're going to apply that to me, this ain't working.
See, but that's because there's a difference, I feel like. So there's a person who is insecure from the beginning who is always going to feel like they need to be going through your things because of something that's happened to them there in the past.
Right.
Right? Like that we can all agree, like, that is 100% insecurity. Like you said, Dave, you're putting something on me that I have not even done. You're assuming that I am out here, you know, being nefarious or whatever. Like, and I'm just not. Like, based off of their insecurity.
I feel like it's a younger thing, right? Like, I mean,
I think it's just a personal thing too.
I mean, I think it's more prevalent younger, and you can grow out of it.
I think you got to grow out of it.
But
right?
I think,
like,
when
you're,
people don't.
Let's say you're 19 years old or whatever, right? And you got burned, and so you're kind of paranoid in the next relationship that you're in, and then you do something like that, and then you end up torching the relationship, and then you realize, oh, that person actually was really good, and they weren't treating me badly, but I applied something to them, but that's just kind of like a normal evolution. I don't really fault people for that. They just got to learn.
I've had conversations where, you know, with family members, friends and stuff who've had relationships with other people I've known, you know, and I'm just I'm not them.
Those people need to do some self work.
Everybody has baggage, but if you can't leave your baggage behind,
because that's not fair to whoever you're starting to create a relationship with, and it will never blossom into whatever you want it to be because you're so hung up on your past.
And a healthy person won't tolerate that either.
So you're
only you're only going to find other people who are broken and or just as messed up who will.
But
be American Airlines and lose your baggage.
But
what?
So I will say that there is also a caveat to this where I will say that I have been a person who has snooped, but it's been because the relationship has been, we'll say, like a couple years long or whatever it is. And you can always feel like
you did.
Nope, wasn't wrong.
Then your instincts told you right.
It's like that. You have that internal like conversation with yourself when you're like, there is something amiss. Like like the sex, you're not having sex as much, or you're not spending as much time with each other, or they're going out with people, with their friends, making plans with them, but whenever it comes to you, they're never making plans with you, and it's a big deal. Like, you know, there's all of these things that you can have a progression towards being like something is off. They'll hide their phone and they never did that before.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like keeping their phone locked. Like there are all of these things that I feel like somebody who has the inclination of there's something amiss. I'm not saying snooping is right, but I've been weak enough to where I have done that because like you guys said, like you're never going to find something that is going to make you feel good in that moment. Like all it's going to do is just confirm.
You're wonderful.
Like it's just going to confirm the fact of what's going on, which you already knew that before you started snooping.
Yeah.
You know, it's just going to confirm the fact. And then what do? Do you have the balls to leave, or do you only have the balls to sit there and cry about it?
Mm.
that's why
I don't snoop, because just it's too much work either way.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Mahoney, shout out to you, my good friend. You always come through with the recommendations. Just got back from Costco's and bought myself some new sweatpants. Damn, these things are comfy.
Message deleted.
Costco underrated when it comes to buying clothes. Costco clothes, Kirkland brand.
That Kirkland brand hoodie that is always sold out. Man, I want it so bad.
Shout out. I mean, for me, if
who says that Mahoney's not an influencer, man? This guy's out here influencing people to go buy sweatpants from Costco.
I saw it on TikTok, the Kirkland hoodie.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm so influenced.
I know it seems stupid to some people to pay to shop at a place, but for me, Costco's literally, I go shopping once a week on Saturdays. My wife and I do our normal thing, and Costco is, we hit Costco, then we hit Trader Joe's, and we can get everything that we need for the week. And I'll say this, too. Even if you are, you know, you don't, like, want things in bulk or whatever, like, if you want to buy, like, Apple products, they're always cheaper at Costco than they are at the Apple store, and a lot of times they come with a better return policy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, even like the wine that I like, it's cheaper at Costco than anywhere else, you know?
And I mean, but you are drinking.
I mean, I do buy that in bulk.
It's not like a case is going to go by the wayside
Dave's
for the next
wine
couple
guy.
Of
years. Big wine guy.
Big wine guy.
Hey, it's good for you. It's good for you.
Yeah.
So it's like a fruit.
The oxidants or whatever.
Yeah, antioxidants.
Antioxidants. Opening up the blood vessels.
Sure.
In my feelings.
If you could record your dreams to watch later, but you could only watch them with the person you love the most, would you do it?
Message deleted.
I don't care about dreams one bit.
No.
You're not a dream guy? You don't have a dream and go, wow, what does that mean?
No.
You know why? Because you're not taking enough alpha brain.
Stop trying to get that on my feed, man.
We're going to one day get it on your feed, because I managed to get it on Dave's feed.
You are the worst.
I've got a good commercial feed coming through my Instagram right now. I got like wood veneers
for the wall. You want to get like wood paneling on your walls? Yeah, it's a good throwback.
It's like the 70s again. It really is.
Welcome home, baby.
You're listening to Dave and Mahoney.
You know, one of my favorite things about coming to work every day with you guys is that I feel like kind of regardless of what's going on in the world or what the subject matter is, like, we can always have a kind of a good, robust conversation, because, you know, while we don't always certainly see things the same way, we have things that bind us together. And Mahoney, you've said this many times before, the thing that really binds us together the most is the things that we mutually hate together.
Yeah, that's what forms the strongest bonds. It's not love, it's hate.
They've tried, I don't think any of them have really been successful, with a few of like the dating apps and the dating sites where you don't put in the things that you like, you put in the things that you hate, and then you match with people that you hate. I think one of them was called Hater or something like that.
That's funny.
Which is pretty funny because if you hate the same thing, but I have discovered something new that I hate, and it has to do with what happened this past weekend. My daughter, who is 7, she is a cheerleader, and she loves being a little cheerleader. Her and her little buddies are out there. They've got the little synchronized dances and their cute little outfits and the whole bit, and she loves when Mama helps her with her makeup and gets her ready. But they were cheering for a basketball game on Saturday, and so we just took the family and went to support her, and it's an elementary school basketball game, so I mean the kids that were actually playing basketball were a little older than her. They're probably, I don't know, 3rd or 4th grade, something like that, but I mean they're young kids playing basketball,
little kids,
on like full size hoops, so they're all pretty bad.
They don't lower the rims for the kids?
They don't lower the rims.
It's still a 10-foot rim.
But there was one kid who was out there like draining threes. I was like, what is happening with this kid? Because they also make him shoot the threes from behind like the normal 3-point line.
Really?
Yes. It's insane. But so the thing that I realized that I hated was the people that take the elementary school athletics way too seriously. Man. So the team from my daughter's school, they won. They got 30 points in total the entire game, which was a pretty strong showing. But there
are these full like 15-minute quarters?
No, they're 8-minute quarters, so it's about half the amount of time. But they play for about 45 minutes.
Still a long game.
Yeah, yeah. So it's like 36 minutes in total that they're actually out there playing. Is that right? 32 minutes, whatever. But so the kids are out there playing, and there's a dad that is supporting the other team, and he is yelling at whoever his kid is so loudly throughout the entire game that the kids, you could tell, couldn't even hear their own coach who was across the court in front of the bench. Like, he's sitting here screaming instructions to his child, like, keep pressing the ball, keep pressing the ball. And I'm like, dude, these are 3rd graders. First off, this does not matter at all. And secondly, your kid sucks. Do you know how many points the other team scored?
Probably why he was so mad.
It doesn't matter. Like, at some point, you have to realize your kid sucks.
See, but again, people don't have, Dave. See, this is where you're giving him a little, like, people in general, a little too much credit. Mm-hmm. People lack so much self-awareness. Like, he's sitting there screaming at an elementary school game. You think he understands his kid?
Be on your phone like the rest of us.
Yes, just sit here, take pictures, and clap for both teams. It doesn't matter. They're in third grade.
No, they're never going to remember this game.
Yeah.
It means nothing.
Again, the team from my daughter's school won the game. They got 30 points.
Even if you would have told me this dad was, like, going hard for the kid who was like draining threes and running roughshod on everybody
Like
else.
Your kid's out here like he's a hell of a player. Like you're coaching
Woods,
him
up. You know, you're certainly abusive, but you're at least creating a super athlete.
Yeah,
you know, okay.
Yeah. Child's going to have an awful childhood, but he'll be Steph Curry one day.
Yeah, sure.
There's also something to say about like whenever you have a parent or a coach or whatever who has like patience and like is not screaming and is like cool headed. Like everybody wants to be the Bobby Knight on the sidelines.
Oh.
This parent, like, who are you? You are in the stands. You're not even the coach.
Yeah, go sign up to be the coach if you want to.
Yeah.
But you're not.
But
because
you're not.
You don't have the temperament to deal with children.
So shut up. You're not putting in the time. You're not putting in the real effort to help these kids grow. You just want to show up and scream.
See, but I will say that my mom was totally a sideline mom whenever I played soccer in school.
But you were probably a little older, right?
I mean, I was sick.
You're a badass. Yeah,
I was pretty good before 13.
You make all conference?
No, I actually quit because I moved. I moved and I went to a school that actually was like winning state, and I got so self-conscious. I was like, oh, I'm not that good. So I ended up quitting really, and I peaked early in school too. So
this team that was playing against my daughter's school's team, again, my daughter's school team got 30 points throughout the game. Crazy dad and the team that was playing against them, across the 32 minutes of competitive basketball, how many points do you think that they got?
12.
Could have been a close game. 12 points. Okay, Jordan is guessing 10. 10 points. Audrey's guessing 6. No, they got 3 points.
Aww.
All game.
I feel so bad.
Were they free throws?
Points. No, they missed all their free throws, too. Well, I guess there was one free throw in there. Yeah.
Oh,
I mean, why are they running it up on them little kids? They should have called, like 10-point rule.
Man, that annoying dad made me, like, when that other kid's out there draining threes, like, yay, from the paint! That's awesome.
Oh, good for you!
Glitz, glamour, and out-of-touch celebrities.
Well, that's redundant.
It's Pop Trash
on Dave and Mahoney.
So one of my favorite HBO shows, Succession, is back for the fourth and final season, and it did gangbusters as far as the numbers.
What are we talking?
2.3 million viewers, which is a lot for HBO. Total viewership for the premiere is up 62% compared to the season 3 premiere. And in addition, the season 4 premiere was 51% ahead of even like White Lotus season 2, to put that in perspective.
Don't you feel like season 3, I mean, was kind of the season where everybody was really starting to talk about it? I mean, I know it's been really successful.
Started
for
winning a lot of awards and stuff, for sure. Yeah. The one thing that I that really stood out to me about, because, you know, season 4 just kicked off, and I've been, you know, we watched it as soon as it came out, but Kieran Culkin has gotten significantly better looking.
Oh.
And I mean, you know, he's been through 3 seasons, right?
Yeah.
But obviously he's won a bunch of awards, and like people are talking about, he's become a pretty big star. But I was sitting there with my wife. I'm like, is he like way better looking? Like, he's like in good, like really good shape.
Oh, and so he like looks healthy.
He's like tan. Like, he's got like a fade haircut. He's dressed all stylish.
The early seasons, he did not, right?
No,
he looked sickly.
He kind of looked sickly and like just frumpy.
Yeah.
You know, but that was sort of the character that he was playing. But now he's sort of like morphed into this like really kind of good looking, yeah, suave heir of the, you know, potential fortune of this family. So yeah, it's I highly recommend. Season 4 kicked off very, very well.
Interesting that one of the heads of HBO said they would have taken at least 2 more seasons of Succession. And I am all for series ending how the creators want them to end.
Do you know who one of the executive producers of Succession is?
Who is it?
Will Ferrell.
Really?
Yeah. What?
Yeah. Will Ferrell and his production company. He one of the EPs on the show.
Was it the
Funny or Die or whatever?
No, it's like that Sanchez. Gary Sanchez, is that what it is?
I don't even know exactly, but yeah, Will Ferrell, one of the EPs on. Speaking of Succession, Matthew McFadden, who plays the son-in-law on the show, pretty smarmy character, has just signed on to be a part of Deadpool 3 with Ryan Reynolds.
I mean, the fact that Deadpool is going to be in the Marvel Cinematic Universe now, this is big.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think Ryan Reynolds, I mean, I think Deadpool was always a good character, but you got a guy who was a fan like Ryan Reynolds who's behind it as well. I'm excited. You know, my wife's not a huge superhero fan, but she loves the ones that are rooted in comedy, especially more adult comedy like Guardians of the Galaxy and Deadpool. So I'm here for it. Deadpool coming to the MCU.
So you're not exhausted of the Ryan Reynolds character that he has just been? I mean, Deadpool was massive. Everybody started falling in love with Ryan Reynolds, I think, tenfold whenever he introduced this version of, you know, the Marvel Universe or whatever, this character that was definitely geared towards his rated R comic.
Mm-hmm. He's the same guy.
But same, I mean, you don't feel like exhausted?
No. Not in that role. I'm not going to watch him in other roles. I like that, whatever that was, it, he wasn't in The Gray Man. I like The Gray Man.
He was in Free Man, or Free Guy.
Free Guy. I didn't see that. But
Free Guy was pretty good.
I don't seek out his
Deadpool.
Other movies,
yeah,
but Deadpool. Yeah, man. Like, I'm here for that.
Speaking of that, that same actor, Matthew McFadden, who's actually another British guy that I had no idea he was British because he does a good American accent.
They got to stop appropriating in America.
Yeah, mm-hmm. For real. He is going to be in an Amazon feature called Holland, Michigan, but that stars Nicole Kidman. So you talk about Succession being a springboard for this guy.
Well,
big roles.
And Nicole Kidman, just, I mean,
also
having
not
a,
American.
But she's...
No. She gets passed.
She gets grandfathered in.
Yeah.
It's funny that we're even talking about that, because last night, don't ask why, but I started watching the Divergent movie series. And I had no idea that Kate Winslet was one of the lead villains in the movie. And I was watching it and watching it and watching it, and I was like, is she really American? Like, she does such a beautiful, she has such a beautiful American accent, and she has in so many of her series for so long, I forget she's British.
It's unfair that they can do American accents as well as they can.
We all suck at British accents.
Because our British accents are just trash.
Terrible.
What do you mean? Good day. Wait, is that
Australia? See, we don't even know.
Hello, governor. That's pretty good.
Hell.
Like, I am, like, my ancestry goes straight just to, like, European, like, slum trash, I'm pretty sure. And, like, I can't even get a good European accent out. That's so sad.
Your elders are looking down upon
you. My ancestors are like, we went through a famine for you.
They're like, no, I don't know her.
We don't claim
Speaking of sad, season 12 is the end of Curb Your Enthusiasm.
No.
Yes.
I mean, 12 seasons is...
No!
Yes, Mahoney. Come on.
What... We need, I think the
world. You were just saying
needs,
you're so happy whenever creators bow out,
but
and
we
now
need
you're
Larry
like, oh,
David.
Oh,
we need more. And here's the thing. I think
You don't think he's getting like old and just wants to ride off into the sunset?
I think season 11 was the best season of Curb Your Enthusiasm we've ever had.
So it's not like an official statement yet. So, but this guy, John Heyman, he's writer and producer of Curb, shared a tweet that he has since deleted that was with the executive producer on the show. And he said, maybe you love the show, maybe you hate the show, maybe you don't give an S. In any event, shooting the last scene of the last episode of the final season.
Oh.
And so he like kind of accidentally put it out there.
Yeah. I mean,
okay.
Larry has to die, right? That's the only way, Kirk.
Oh, in a bloody mess. It's got to be.
This is the Dave and Mahoney
this
Show.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Show.
Are you an old... Do you have a comment, complaint, or opinion for Dave and Mahoney?
Telephone.
Then call and leave a message. 833-YO-DUMMY. Now, the voicemail.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Jimmy Carter is the new Betty White. Fight me about it.
Message deleted.
I think it's kind of the other way around, where everyone has thought for a long time, or at least many people have thought that Jimmy Carter had already passed because he's been so old for so long. Meanwhile, with Betty White, I don't think anyone wanted to admit that she was actually like 100 years old because she certainly didn't seem like it, right? She was like spry and just going about her business, and everyone's like, can she only be like 60, please?
Okay.
Because she's amazing.
Everyone knows who Betty White is. Who's Jimmy Carter? The president?
Oh, my God.
Who's Jimmy Carter?
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, whatever.
Also very old.
I don't like romanticize presidents, really.
Yeah, fair enough.
Like, I romanticize Jimmy, Betty White. Like, she was a true Jim, and she was a comedian and an actress and, like, the people's grandmother.
Yeah, Jimmy Carter, great guy, though. Like, was out there even, like, many years past his prime. You know, just not, like, an evil politician like a lot of the douchebags we have to deal with today. Like, out there building houses for, you know, Homes for Humanity and stuff, and just kind of doing it low-key and just, like, genuinely seemed like a really good person.
Who do you think the new generation, like the Gen Zs and the Gen Alphas, like the babies, like your kids,
yeah,
who do you see being their Betty White and Jimmy Carter?
Oh, Pete Davidson, for sure.
For real, Dave. That's okay. Pete Davidson's going to, like, repopulate the earth. He's not going to be, like, the person that everyone's like, wow, he was just such a good guy.
So when I think about, like, the people that are, like, the best guys, you know, like, Tom Hanks comes to mind a lot of times.
But that's still too old. Your kids don't know who Tom Hanks is.
What about Hugh Jackman?
Because I don't think your kids are going to know who Hugh Jackman is either.
Yeah, you're probably right.
It's going to be like Blippi or something.
Blippi.
Or like JoJo Siwa is going to be the Betty White. Like, who is, or like the Jake Pauls? I mean, I know that he's a bad example. He's not
Miley
a great
Cyrus,
guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, because it's got to be someone who's young and doing good things. Like Greta. I don't know.
Man. Could Bieber turn the corner? I mean, like, he has in
Bieber,
a lot of ways,
I think,
right?
Is a likable guy.
Now he is.
I mean, everybody, my generation, I think Gen Z's generation.
Yeah, everyone likes
Does
Biebs.
Your daughter, does your oldest know who Biebs is?
She likes a couple of his songs. I don't know if she, like, is a fan of his yet, but.
Because do we have, I mean, Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift, yeah.
Taylor Swift is going to be the Betty White for the kids.
Maybe Anna Kendrick's because of the
Trolls
movies. Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's very likable and, you know, doesn't seem to get in a lot of trouble.
Because I would even say maybe for my millennial generation, and she's not like, I mean, she's Gen X.
Right.
But I would even say maybe like the next wave would be maybe like a Drew Barrymore.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's just really interesting to think about who is going to be the sweetheart of comedy, because that's what Betty White was.
Yeah. I mean, and Drew Barrymore would be a good example. I think Kelly Clarkson's like super likable. But you got to be careful, like, doing these daytime talk shows. It's like everyone that's super likable, Rosie O'Donnell, Ellen, you know, it's like it just brings out the worst in you.
See, but Drew has already gone through the mud.
Yeah, Drew's been through it.
And I think that she truly is just a sweetheart.
I hope you're right. It sure seems like it, because Tom Green, we know, is a sweetheart, and he just still loves her so much.
Yeah. I feel like Drew had every opportunity to, I mean, she already did slip up. I mean, her 20s and 30s, like, I feel like she wasn't supposed to make it.
That's when you're supposed to slip up. Your 20s, 30s.
Sure.
And yeah, turn the corner.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Have any of you ever fallen asleep with your eyes open? This happens to a buddy of mine every so often, and it's the scariest thing I've ever seen.
Message deleted.
That is so freaky.
Not like full open, but like half open. Not me, because I wouldn't know, right? But I've seen like that with my kids, where like I look at them and like their eyes are kind of like half open.
Why does,
like,
that happen?
I, like, close them.
Take your fingers.
Yeah.
Sleep. I don't like that, man. I don't think I do.
I put quarters on their eyes.
Wait, what's that movie?
Boondock Saints.
Boondock Saints again.
Leave a message after the tone.
If you could be any kitchen appliance, which one would you be and why?
Message deleted.
Oh, without question, because I have fallen so hard for my air fryer.
You'd be an air fryer.
An air fryer, for sure.
You know what? That makes sense.
Efficient.
Efficient, convenient, to the point.
And you can put anything in me.
Yeah, you could use it in a lot of different ways.
A lot of different ways, yeah.
I don't know what I would be, man. Like, I the first thing that came to my mind was maybe my coffee pot.
Your coffee pot.
I feel like a coffee pot would be good.
You know what? A coffee pot has such, like, a positive connotation. Like, you're never making a cup of coffee and not happy. At least
it's
I know
the
I
It's the smell.
It's the smell.
The first smell of the morning.
You get the day going, you know, it's something to make you feel good. It's warm.
Oh, yeah, it's warm. Yeah. That or some tongs.
You know, it's a dad law. Like, if you pick up tongs, you got to give them a couple of click, 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 couple of
test
clicks. Yeah,
man, I'm always clicky clacking. Yeah. I have a pair of kitty tongs.
Kitty tongs? What?
For real, they've got little paws.
Oh, that's hilarious.
So I might be either a coffee pot or kitty tongs.
New superpower that I've unleashed on my children. Chasing them around with tongs.
I'm going to get you.
Get that little booty.
This is David Mahoney.
This is a pretty sweet story. There is a North Carolina animal shelter that is trying to find a new home for what they say is an unusual pair of bonded animals. Because, like, you see that sometimes where it's like, oh, this is a brother and sister from the same litter, and they're really close. And so if there's any possibility that somebody can take two dogs, we'd love to keep them together.
Yeah.
Type thing, right?
Especially if they're bonded. Man.
Well, but you know what? I've been kind of perusing the shelters recently, and now they're trying to do another type of bonding. I don't know if you've noticed.
What's that?
But they're doing a bonding where it's like they've kind of been hanging out in the cage for a little while together. So they're like, and now they're bonded. I'm like, man, this is not a two-for-one sort of situation.
Yeah, no, I'm taking the cute one. Sorry.
Well, but also, they, like, just met. Like, it doesn't mean that they're bonded.
It's been there for 2 hours.
Yeah, we say we're going to do all. So when we get locked up, we're like, oh, man, when we get on the outside, we'll do so much stuff together. And I'm going to talk to you again.
That. Yeah, it's like high school. Like, we ain't keeping in touch.
Nah.
I ain't staying cool and keeping in touch. Shut up.
Like, y'all were just cold and it was a cell. I get it.
But the reason why this one is making headlines is because it is a dog and a goat.
Oh, see, I like this two-for-one combo.
And their names, Felix the dog and Cinnamon the goat.
Oh.
I kind of wish their names were just like dog and goat.
Yeah, and they
Cinnamon the dog.
But well, they actually like sleep bros. Next to each other and they're buddies and the whole bit, yeah.
Yeah, I like
see,
that.
See, goats, real cool.
But they'll eat everything, though. Like, you think dogs chew on shoes?
I know,
like, goats,
man,
will straight up eat a baby.
But I love goats, man. They're just like, just always screaming, and
which is ironic
because goats as babies are called kids.
Yeah, little goats, little kid.
You think about it though. I mean, like, when you think about what is the animal that's most closely associated with, like, the devil and demons.
Yeah, it's a goat.
It's a goat.
It's always
because
a goat,
they are.
Yeah.
You get them goat eyes, and you like start
crazy, like side eyes. Yeah.
If you ever look into somebody you were thinking about sleeping with, and they are giving you them goat eyes.
Which,
do it, but then disappear
and leave. Yeah.
What's up with that though? Because if you have like a goat that's for a demon, like in for like Satan, and then they were literally sacrificing lambs for Jesus, do they not have any other like farm animal equipment like laying around? Like they were just like
they were the ones
goats.
We could carry.
Yeah,
you know,
you carry
cows are too heavy,
fairly slow.
Yeah,
kind of easy. Anyway, so
didn't
no one adopted Felix and Cinnamon yet, so they put them down.
I mean, I do love.
I'm kidding.
What do they call that? Euro.
So horrific.
Isn't Euro goat? No, that's lamb.
No, goat is like the cheese.
What do they?
Goat
what do they make goat out of? I don't know if they have to
literally milk goat nipples to get that sweet, delectable farm cheese.
I did that. I've milked a goat before.
Did you? Which fingers did you use?
My special ones.
Follow the Dave and Mahoney Show on social media at Dave and Mahoney.
Because your home phone, cell phone, email, Facebook, Twitter, and home screen all at the same time.
They're everywhere.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free. There's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine. By the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.